There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. The big question.
Those are some of the questions we're asking today, as it is NaNoWriMo, or National Novel Writing Month. We're here with the lovely Alison K. Williams today.
Hi.
Hi. Guerrilla memoirist.
Like Che Guevara, not the ape.
Well, at this point, I don't think we need to keep clarifying it, but I just love that.
No,
we do anyway.
No, we do.
I like it. It helps them remember to find me on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. Also essay writer, travel journalist, who has written for the New York Times, National Public Radio, and more. Now, we are moving on to talk about National Novel Writing Month. Now, 4001 is the text line. If you'd like to get in your thoughts and questions, let us know if you are participating in NaNoWriMo this year. Now, I've always found that NaNo is super fun for the first week, and then I have absolutely no idea where my so-called novel is going or why, and I hit this big brick wall. What are some prompts and tips to get past that block?
Well, I myself have hit a wall with NaNo. I discovered that a character whose death is a major important plot point may actually need to be alive, and not in a ha-ha switch kind of way, but like genuinely alive from the beginning of the book. So I'm a little bit at a brick wall with that. And I'm also finding that... So the Dubai Literary Salon and Dubai Write Circle are doing NaNoWriMo together, and we kind of interpreted it in our own way, where some people are trying to write a novel in a month. I was trying to add 50,000 words to the 30,000 I already had on an existing novel. Some people are writing a certain number of short stories. But it's challenging for me to be seen as the hostess when we set up dates and times, because then I find myself double parked with welcoming people. I mean, I love them. They're great. I'm glad writers are there. But it really has not been fantastic for me personally in terms of writing. So I'm going to stick it out to the end of the month and be really happy that everybody else is writing. And in the meantime, I'm going to try some of these with my book to see if I can get myself out of this corner that I've painted myself into. How's that for a segue, Annabelle?
Nice. Great. Yes.
So my favorite writing exercise ever is called abstract to concrete. And what you do is you think about something abstract, like, say, poverty. And then you turn that into something that is specific and concrete. So if you want to show that a character lives in great poverty, you can show that, you know, if they live in a time when there's payphones, every time they walk past the payphone, they check the coin slot for change. You can show, okay, so tonight for dinner, we went to the dollar store, we bought a box of no brand macaroni and cheese and made it with water instead of milk. You know, and that says poverty right there. You can go through this with a series of words like poverty, justice, injustice, motherly love, betrayal. And if you do this for each of your characters, or for yourself if you're writing a memoir, going through this abstract to concrete and writing a little bit on each one can give you details that tell you more about your characters, and that maybe even give you incidents to put into your book. And for the purposes of NaNoWriMo, it counts as word count. So I really love that list. And I have an abstract to concrete list that, if there's a way to distribute it to our listeners, I will happily do so. You know, why don't I put it up on Instagram? Is that the easiest way to do it? Okay, so I'm at Instagram.com/guerrilla memoir, like Che Guevara, not the ape. And I will post that later today. Another one that I really like for your plot purposes is if you, as the novelist, ask yourself, what's the absolute worst thing that could happen right now? And make it happen. Don't save it up for the right place in the plot. Don't hold off because you're waiting to develop a little bit more. Just go ahead and plunge them into a big, massive, hideous problem right now. And write what happens. And maybe in the next draft it'll go in a different place or not be there at all. But it'll teach you something about your characters and about your plot. Then the flip side of that is, what's the absolute best thing that could happen right now, with the worst unforeseen result? You know, kind of like the monkey's paw thing. So you've got your two romantic people and you're writing the romance, and so technically they can't get together until the very end of the book. Go ahead and put them together now and then have it smash up horribly and see what happens. You know, what happens when you get everything you want and then it's not what you want?
It's not what you want.
It's the whole second half of Into the Woods.
Oh my goodness. There was such a glint in your eye when you said that. You really are a writer at heart. I feel sorry for all of your characters.
Oh, it's the best. Like when you paint them into a corner and then have them make a desperate leap to get out and they just land in the paint bucket.
Do you have any more on there?
I do. There's one more that I really like, which is a just kind of a cool mental exercise, which is you imagine yourself in an elevator, whatever kind of elevator would exist for your characters or for yourself. You know, so maybe it's a 1970s skyscraper. Maybe it's a 1920s building with an elevator operator who presses the buttons. Maybe it's a fantasy beanstalk that goes up into the sky. And you sit back and you imagine taking that elevator up and you stop on a random floor. And whatever the number of that floor is, you start writing what happened to your character at that age, but from their perspective looking out. So not describing about them, but, you know, I'm under the table looking at my aunt's shoes, which are, you know, the blue tennis shoes that I always saw her wear. And so you take that elevator up, stop at a floor, and then find out what happened at that age.
Oh, that is really interesting.
Yes.
Yes. Have you got another one?
Do you need me to keep coming up with more?
No. It's just because I have something that I want to ask you, but I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought.
I'm good.
So I think my question would be, it's the 17th of November. NaNoWriMo is technically until the end of the month. Is there any point in starting today? I'm just thinking of any listeners who are maybe tuning in and thinking, I forgot this was the thing. I didn't have any time. Can you still do it in half a month?
I think there's always a point in starting. I don't know if you can generate 50,000 words in half a month because that depends on the person and how fast you personally write and how much idea you have going in. But I think people forget that the purpose of NaNoWriMo is that there's a support structure. You know, you can check in online with people. You can check in person with people. You can also create your own support structure. So I have a couple of friends that I write with on a regular basis. We'll still be writing together after NaNoWriMo. And I mean, after opening it up to other writers, we'll probably have a couple more people who are going to come and write with us. I still have a long distance friend who we check in with each other and we send each other our work. And for me, it's that kind of support that helps me move forward rather than, okay, the support happens in November and only in November. So yeah, start. I mean, even if you get 10,000 words in, you're still 10,000 words ahead of where you were today.
That's why November is a good time to start, because you will find all those support things already set up. You don't have to work for them. So there are already kind of write-ins happening. There are already people online going, who wants to do a speed 1,000 words? Or, you know, how much can you write in an hour? And so you've got all of that there. So it's a good time to start any novel. But maybe forgive yourself if you don't get the 15,000 words.
There is also something else I'd like to remind everybody about who is listening, that there are some things that you can write even if you're not entering NaNoWriMo. So there is always a point. There are always things that you can, you know, look up competitions. There are a couple that I'm going to read out to you right now that the Emirates Literature Foundation is involved with. So something short and sweet that you can get involved with, Costa Debate, that is open for entries. So that basically involves answering a difficult question persuasively in no more than 300 words and submitting it to the entry form on the EmiratesLitFest.com website. The question that you have to answer is, which is best, fact or fiction? So you can make your case in English or in Arabic. You win like a 10,000 dirham dinata travel voucher and a year's supply of free coffee, which is essential fuel for any writer. So EmiratesLitFest.com is where you get more information about that. And I think 300 words is a great way of starting. So you don't have a lot of time on your hands. 300 words is a great number. It's doable. It's definitely doable.
And I think the Montegrappa Prize is doable as well, because for that you submit a synopsis of what you see the work as being. And is it the first 2,000 words?
Yeah, so it's a 400-word synopsis, 2,000 words submission of like the first chapter, first 2,000 words of your manuscript.
And especially if you're writing something that leans to commercial, to middle grade, or to women's fiction, that's a really great venue for those genres in particular, although I would encourage anyone writing anything to enter, but particularly if you're writing that.
Yeah, so that is open at the moment. Again, EmiratesLitFest.com. The competitions tab is where you need to go for more information about all of that.
I jump in and say, actually, it is for anything, because the year that I entered, it was supposed to only be for books for adults. That was the sort of implicit thing. But I snuck in at that point with the children's middle grade book. And I think you may, just because previously women's fiction has done very, very well, and that is something that the judge has an expertise in, I think if something came at him, you know, the best sci-fi thing ever written, he probably would still see it and run with it and help you find someone who could kind of place it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.